Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Mustangs went into their game on Saturday night against the Salina Liberty with the number 2 seed on the line and the final first-round bye spot for the CIF playoffs. The Mustangs were down 43-35 with 2:30 left in the game when they stopped a 4th-and-goal from the Liberty to get the ball back, down by 8. The Mustangs went down the field to score a touchdown, and they tried a 3-point conversion to attempt to take the lead. Mustangs quarterback Aaron Aiken tried to lob the ball to Michael Cornelius Jr. on a 3-point play, but it was intercepted on a 1-on-1 play by Salina's Antoine Brown. The Liberty would hold on for the win 43-41 as Salina will defend their CIF title with a first-round bye as the number 2 seed. Gillette will still have a lot to look forward to with the CIF playoffs beginning this weekend. The Mustangs finished the regular season 7-3 and will be the number 3 seed for the playoffs as they will host their first ever playoff game at home in franchise history on Saturday. Mustangs head coach Cedric Walker is looking forward to the playoffs because of the mindset of it being a brand new season.
You know, the ramifications of it is now you lose, you go home. And we just had a team meeting. You know, guys are still kind of salty about the game. But the beautiful of it, it's a new season. Everybody's 0-0. First team that wins 3 games is a champion. I want these guys to understand that we can't be satisfied winning 7 games. We can't be satisfied with, a good season. We've got an opportunity to finish this and be the champs. But in order for that to happen, everybody's got to get back to the simple things. Attention to detail, you know, foundation, technique. We got to really start over because you got to realize now everybody in the playoffs are good teams. That's why it's the playoffs.
Gillette's opponent on Saturday night will be the number 6 seed, the Southwest Kansas Storm. Gillette defeated the Storm in Dodge City 30-12 to start the season back in March. The game will start at 6:30 on Saturday night from Spirit Hall. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.